AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. North Charleston residents are going by the site where a white police officer killed Walter Scott, the unarmed black man who was shot in the back. Liberty Ortega was there today. He says he knows a relative of the victim and finds the whole thing extremely upsetting.
I come by the area kind of to show my respect. It's very saddening. It's very heart-wrenching that such an act should happen in our community, North Charleston.
The officer was fired and charged with murder. President Obama says the State Department has sent the White House a review of whether Cuba should stay on the list of state sponsors of terrorism. In Jamaica today, he said it's important to have strong evidence that countries on the list are, in fact, supporting terror.
As circumstances change, then that list will change as well.
Obama says he'll make a decision after aides make a recommendation to him. He and Cuban leader Raul Castro will both attend the Summit of the Americas starting tomorrow in Panama. Iran's president says his country isn't signing any nuclear deal that won't lift sanctions against it on day one of the agreement. AP correspondent Lee Keith reports that it's unclear how Iran's demand about sanctions will affect the next round of negotiations.
These comments could be a sign of the difficulties ahead in negotiations, but they could also be Iran's attempt to start out with a tough bargaining stance as they go into the negotiations as a leverage to get concessions on that point.
A federal banking official has been meeting with owners of marijuana businesses in Colorado. That's as the pot business awaits word on whether it can set up its own bank. The feds have released guidelines to banks about how to accept pot-related clients, but most have declined. This is AP Radio News. A new group of global cybercrime fighters has pulled the plug on the B-Bone botnet.
The elimination of the B-Bone botnet is an early success by the Cybercrime Action Task Force, a body created last year by agencies including the FBI and Britain's National Crime Agency. It's also an illustration of the lengths many hackers go to defeat investigators. B-Bone's masters deployed shape-shifting software that updated itself up to 19 times a day. After wresting the last rogue server from the criminals' control, the cybercrime fighters have told the AP that, from a techie's perspective, the hackers couldn't have set the team a tougher job. Charles de Ledesma, London.
California's Public Utilities Commission has voted to penalize Pacific Gas and Electric $1.6 billion for a 2010 gas pipeline explosion that killed eight people and destroyed more than three dozen homes in suburban San Francisco. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.